You know, when I first came up here, I used to live down this way. Shit, where's the mic? Here. Well, they moved that shit everywhere. You can't reach it. Shit, had to go behind my back. Shit, I'm a little old. I ain't spry as I used to be. I can still kick a little ass now. I left here. Me, my partner, Bob T, Ray Flemons, Sweet Chocolate Brown. Do you know Sweet Chocolate? Boy, that's a pretty man. One of them brown skin boys had that smooth skin. He sweated, looked like a Hershey bar. That's right, the girls come up, lick him on the hand. White girls too, they come up, lick on him. That's why we left. I say, man, we got to get our ass out of here. You're going to start some trouble. And he had that gold tooth, like a star, hanging out of his mouth. He was pretty. He smiled at you and put that gold on you. Shit, you can't resist that, huh? Yeah. What you say? I can't hear you and don't give a fuck what you say. Chocolate had plenty of women, you know. See, I never messed around with a lot of women in my time. I done had about 4 women in my life. That's right, because they drain you. They want to fuck all the time. They sap you dry. Because you fuck one, they don't keep their mouth shut. She gonna tell somebody. That's what they do. And they tell their friend, and then if your friend like it, she gonna tell somebody. Next thing you know, you got to fuck 8 or 9. Then when they leave your ass, you just all drained out. They leave you with a pot of soup or something, and then they're gone. Shit. See, I don't mess around no more. That's right. Yeah, that's what I say. See, y'all don't know about women. See, women now, I get along fine. I ain't been with a woman now 40-something years. No, that's right. I'm not lying. My dick clean enough, you could boil it in some cabbage. I mean, I had fun now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know women, and you know, I've done my part, you know. I had one girlfriend, she had one of them rectomies. We got along, you know, that's where they scoop the pussy out. Leave just the box that it came in. We got along real good, you know. She didn't want nothing from me, and I sure didn't want nothing from her. Went out to California, me and my... I went out to California, you know what's strange? I went out there when there was few peoples out there. It was about 3 colored families. That's right, 20 white, you know, bunch of China people. That's right, 12,000 Mexicans. Mexicans used to own all that, man. Everything west of Chicago, Mexican people had it. All theirs, and they fucked around, started negotiating with them white folks, lost all that shit. What they didn't lose negotiating, they just kicked their ass off of it. Mexicans, nice people, you know, they come up, tried to talk, they slapped their hat off and shit like that. So get your ass on back wherever you came from. What did that mean? I don't know. So they left. They had to, because them some crazy motherfuckers when they get mad. Now, I had to slap one day, you know, he started calling me. I slapped him. Say, boy. Slapped him, he turned red, looked at me so funny. Went back, got some friends or something, but I was gone then. You know what's strange nowadays? Let me tell you this. The other day, a little boy come down the street, had his shoes untied, had one of them little hats on. I'm showing you about kids nowadays, they're so different. He come up, I said, son, tie your shoe. He said, fuck you. Little boy, just about this I said, you little son of a bitch. I couldn't get up to get him, you know. They don't have no respect. They just talk to you anyway. Oh, you old motherfucker. Man, talk real nasty. I hope you trip and fall on your ugly ass face. I seen them talk back to their mother. Nasty. And I say, and the woman looks so strange, like I say, bitch, it's your fault. You the one let him do that shit. Put his ass out 3 or 4 weeks. See how he talked then. Yeah, I bet he come back humble as a little puppy then. Barking and shit, because it's tough out there. I'm telling you the truth. You know what? When I first got out to California, where you boys going? No, thank you. I'm fine. I'm all right. I don't know what you're going to put in it. Be out there, allowed to put your dick in it or something. No, that's all right. Go ahead. Have fun. I remember when women used to go to the bathroom together.